Unit 25.
けど.
In this unit,
Yamada-san
was asked by the speaker whether she wanted to join him for
お茶.
She said in response,
あいにく, ちょっと, 3時に会議があります.
Sorry, a little, there is a meeting at 3 o'clock.
ちょっと.
As discussed in Unit 11, is added to indicate that the speaker may be willing to, but is unable to accommodate the other person's request. It is often used to avoid hurting the other person's feelings, and is another way to imply no. Later,
Yamada-san
says,
ええ、でも、 その後はちょっと暇ですけど。
Well, but after that, a little free time exists, though. She tries to make up for the necessary rejection by saying that she might perhaps be able to join him after the meeting. Note the
けど
at the end of the sentence. Also note that the man says later,
田園は? ちょっと遠いですけど。
How about 田園? It is a little far, though. You will notice that the Japanese often end their statements with
けど.
This is yet one more of the many ways to soften the tone and imply that they would not terribly mind if the other person did not agree with their ideas, requests, or suggestions.
けど.
Also suggests that the speakers are willing to accept and adapt to the other person's ideas. Many Japanese do not feel comfortable isolating themselves in any social settings, including meetings where Americans would readily expect to see open confrontation and clashes of ideas. You may wonder how the Japanese make group decisions. It certainly entails a long process in which subtle exchanges of ideas take place. Hierarchical relationships among the people involved in the process also play an important role. However, do not let the frequent use of
けど
fool you. Many people attach the word only in order to make their assertions sound tentative, while in reality they may indeed be strongly committed to their ideas and not at all ready to change their positions. While they will not refute openly,
けど
functions as a facade in many situations.